Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Step Forward podcast. We are so excited that you're joining us and listening. This is just Jerrica, Maggie, and me, Katie. And on this podcast, we just get to have really honest conversations about what we're going through and what we're processing and what we're learning from life. And we're just really excited that you're here. We have a very special guest on our podcast this week, and we're really excited. Fun story. So a couple months ago, Katie decided that she wanted to be a runner. She really thought the aesthetic on Instagram was really just something she wanted to pursue, not knowing how hard it was and that running was actually more than just an aesthetic. Anyway, regardless, I saw a post on Instagram about this running club, apparently. And I was like, well, if I'm going to become a runner, I gotta make friends with runners. Like, I need to go to this run club. And so I showed up one morning at like 6:30 in the morning, and it was completely dark and freezing and miserable. And I was not sure what I had signed up for. But I showed up, and I remember thinking, this is crazy. I'm becoming a runner. This is incredible. I was a little bit more excited before than I was when I actually started running. But I remember vividly that the girl who was running the run club had massive thighs. Like, she was so built. I was like, this girl has quads like nobody's business. I was like, this girl is the coolest runner I've ever met in my life. Like, I hope that one day I'll be able to run like she does. And then come to find out, she was like the coolest human ever too. And I kind of got to know her through Run Club and just kind of admired her like fitness journey and just the way that she was leading a run club and like pouring into community. And it was just so cool. And so I've just been secretly admiring her from afar as we got to like do Run Club together. And then I ran into her at Oak's Coffee Shop, which is how every good story on this podcast begins. And I ended up asking her, I was like, hey, would you be willing to be on our podcast? And she was like, yeah, that would be so awesome. So anyway, welcome everyone. We have Anna on the podcast today, and we're really, really excited that she's here. So yeah, thanks for being here. I know.
That was a good introduction.
That was really good.
I felt very like, ooh.
She's like, oh, maybe I am cool.
Yeah, no, literally. No,
you are, trust me, wow. Trust me. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yes.
So tell us, like, have you lived in Chattanooga for a little while? Tell us about your fam. Tell us about what you're doing with your job right now. Just like a little blip about who you are.
Around COVID time, I dropped out of high school, and I just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And so I finished all my high school online, and then I was 17 years old, and I was like, I want to move out. And so I moved out. I was in kind of like this rebellious stage. I've always been super independent. Wasn't really getting along with my family, just life. And I was just like in this stage. So I moved out and I came to Chattanooga. I came to Collegedale and I was like, I'm going to do this all by myself. So I was working 3 jobs and I was just living life. Mm-hmm. Like there's no tomorrow, no tomorrow. And then, I was on and off with my now husband and we were just on and off. And then we were like, okay, let's be serious, become in a serious relationship. So we did. And 2 months later, I found out I was pregnant. And I was like,
surprise!
Great! And so then it was just like figuring out all of our options. Like, are we going to keep the baby? Are we not? Are we going to get married? Are we not? All of these things that, like, I think I was 17, 18. Wow. That age should not be having to, like, try and navigate and figure
serious
out.
Serious life decisions.
Yeah.
That young.
But somehow we did, and we got married on 4/3/21, which is April 3, 2021.
Wow.
And we just made it work. He worked so hard. And we've just, and then I was like, I think after I had my daughter, which her name's Gianna.
She's so cute, you guys.
That is so cute.
Funny story. This is so random, squirrel brain Katie, but one day I was rolling up next to the dorm and you were parked there in your car and Gianna had locked herself in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. I walked by, and Anna's just in the window, like, push the button. Push, I know. The button. Did you ever
get it? No, we had to call the police.
Oh, no.
And there's the police and campus safety, and they had to pry it open and get it. But she was fine. She wasn't crying. She was just like,
happy.
Just what are you guys standing outside of the car for?
Not a care in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's great. She's so much fun. She's just like a ball of life. Mm. But we just made it work. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I was like, I want to do something. Cause I didn't know, like I felt like I had no purpose other than being a mother. And I was like, who am I?
Yeah.
And I started just like doing, it was like such a slow transition of just doing small things. Like just like as simple as like cleaning the house. And then it became like, oh, maybe I want to like journal again. And I've always journaled on and off, and that's like, and I was like, well, maybe I should start that again. And then I was like, I want to go out. I want to like get out, because I felt very apart from like people my age, obviously, because no one was in my situation that I knew of, or if I did, like it was like probably over social media or like people that reached out, but it was like no one like super close. So I was like, you know what, if I'm gonna do this, I have to do it for me. And I have to make that decision. It can't be for anyone else. So I started walking with her every single day to the gym, which I live like exactly a mile from campus. So I would walk that every single day with her strapped on. And then I found out they have a childcare. And I was like, wait, this is life-changing.
Wow, I did not know that.
So I could go to the gym. So I probably did that for like 4 months just walking. And then one day I was like,
I can work out.
What if I ran this? Yeah. Wow. And we have some close family friends that gave us a running stroller that was just sitting there. And it was like a really nice, like $400 running stroller. And I was like,
wow,
okay, I guess I can just start running to the gym. Hmm. And so I just started incorporating all these things to like help me. Right. And that made me feel good, and that maybe I didn't want to do. Like, I didn't want to wake up every morning, but I was just like, I know that this is good for me. Wow. And it was good for her too. Like going outside, just being able to be outside.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
No, when I like think of you, I think of one of the strongest people I know, like, but in the most tender way. Like I just watching your life from afar, the way that you have motivation to like do hard things, and like when life gets tough, you don't run away from it. Like you lean into it. And like, I've seen that even in your fitness journey from afar too, of like the mornings when it's miserable and hard and you don't want to get up or have motivation to go to the gym or run or anything, like you don't run away from that. You like lean into it.
Yeah.
And wow, like so much admiration.
Mm. I feel like those were the most pivotal moments, is like on the days, like when I started off doing it, is choosing to just go outside and open the door and go on a walk, even when I was like so tired, or like those were like the most important moments.
That's crazy.
When you
speaking
don't
of hard things, you ran a marathon.
Yeah.
In was that November? No.
October. Yeah,
you ran a full marathon in October.
Wow.
Tell us about that journey.
Wow.
Yeah, so like I said,
as a mom, like that's post-giving birth, she's running marathons.
Wow.
it was crazy. I mean, I still am like, I can't believe I did that. Yeah. Like I said, I started off just going with walks, and then one day I was like, let me just run this. I have a running stroller. So I started doing that, and at first it's like pretty downhill from there, but it was still really tiring, and I was like so wiped every single time. Like when you guys go on a run, like you know the feeling when you haven't ran in a while, you're like, it's like so bad.
Pain. Oh, 1 to 10.
But I did that for like a month, and then one day like that feeling didn't happen anymore. I was like, wait, why is this easier? And I was like, okay, what if I just added another loop? And then it became 1.5, and throughout the weeks, and then I started like getting on the scale, like, okay, let me make it 2. And then next thing you know, I'm running 8.
Wow.
And I was running with I was running for a while with my friend Maddie, and we ran every single morning. And we would just do like 5 to 8 miles, and it wasn't for anything. We were just doing it just because.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think one of the biggest things that stuck with me that you told me, I don't even know if you remember telling me this, but I remember one morning at Run Club, you were like, Katie, you're like, it's okay if you do 3 miles a day and you don't increase mileage for 3 months. She was like, because I remember you telling me, you were like, Maddie and I were on the treadmill 3 miles every day, and you just kept doing it, kept doing it, kept doing.
Yeah.
How did you like not get discouraged with the fact that you weren't necessarily increasing mileage like super fast?
Well, because I wasn't, I think one thing is I wasn't on like running TikTok or I wasn't seeing it on my social media pages. Mm-hmm. So to like, this was just something that I just was randomly doing that I learned to like. And so it wasn't like about like comparing myself to like people who ran higher mileages. Mm-hmm. Wow. And for me, like, since I didn't have that, I wasn't comparing myself. So what I was doing, 2 miles, 3 miles, was like, that was so cool to me because I was never able to like fully run without stopping.
That's crazy. Cause I'm looking at Maggie. Okay. Like,
that's crazy that you said that because I started taking ceramics last semester and I love it so much. It's like, definitely my therapy. It's the time where I just don't think about anything. Mm-hmm. And I think I said this last time, but I had a conversation with her name's Connie Cool. Her husband works at the university church and he worked with my dad and stuff, but she does ceramics like full time and has a business, and I totally look up to her and like that aspect and like so many other things. But like, I had a conversation and she's like, Maggie, you don't even realize like all the life meanings that like are in this art. And she was like, one of them is that she's like, you will be completely satisfied with your work until you start comparing yourself to someone else. And what's crazy is I started taking ceramics too, which is this semester, and I literally noticed, I was like, because I take it with people that are in ceramics one, and I started comparing where I was at their time, even though I was technically ahead of them, if that made sense. And I was like, wow, they're picking it up so much faster than me, or like they're doing this better and this
and
better.
It stole your joy.
And it stole my joy for a second. And I had to be like, you know what? No, this is something that anyone and everyone should be able to do, because like, I love it. I don't want to like gatekeep ceramics. Like, what? That's so silly. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, that's so incredible that you say that about running, because I just think that's so true. Like, you're going to be completely satisfied with something when you do it for, like, yourself and, like, the joy of just doing it because you love it. And then it's, like, as soon as you start comparing, like, it just sucks it out.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's something that I noticed with because once we were starting to run these higher mileages, I think when we hit 10 miles and we ran the full thing, like, we were freaking out. We were like, what did we just do? Like, this is crazy. And then I was like, okay, like, people were saying, like, are you, like, training for something? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just running. And then, like, I kept on getting that question. I started looking up, like, races near me, and I saw one in October, the Seven Bridges Marathon. I was like, okay, I guess I'll sign up for this. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's insane.
Yeah, but once I did that, it was really hard because then it became like, no, like, I have to show up or I'm not going to be able to run it, or I can go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It became like it just changed the whole thing, which was good, But, but I was just, it was fun just seeing what I was capable of, and I was just like, whoa,
that's so crazy. Cool. Yeah, I remember, so I kind of followed like some of your training journey just from watching your Instagram, and I remember the days where you were like, it's been rough this week.
No,
like,
yeah,
there were weeks where you couldn't show up because you were sick or something like that. How did you like come up from that?
I think looking back at it now, one of the biggest things that I learned is like, just in life in general too, is that life is like full of like ups and downs, and like things are going to happen. Like you're going to get sick and you didn't do anything to ask for it. You're going to have some family thing come up, or you're going to like maybe go through like a really rough patch mentally or just whatever it might be. And I feel like giving myself like the grace, like, okay, I can't run as much this week, but I think the act of being like, I'm not going to let that define my training or let that define my month or my whatever, and choosing, like, giving myself, like, those few days to, like, pass and, like...
It's taken this week from me, but it's not going to take my next week.
Exactly.
Because it's ruining my mental health.
Yeah. And, like, choosing to wake up the next week and be like, okay, let's try this again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm already learning so much just listening to you. You mentioned in the beginning when you're introducing yourself a little bit about the hard part of being in a different season of life than your friends, but still being the same age as people around you, which I can imagine made community hard during those years. And then you talked about Maddie with running, and I know you've started a run club, and then a lot of your training was with Maddie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just curious to hear kind of your journey with community over the years, like whether that's with the fitness world or even just with raising Gianna, like what have you learned about community through that, and how has that impacted your journey?
So, like, the first, I'd say, like, year and a half, like, just by myself, like, it was a very, I was learning a lot about myself, but I was really, and I didn't have a car. We only had one car, and my husband took that to work, so I was stuck at home, like, all day, and I don't know how I did it. I don't know, but I was, yeah, I had a few close friends, but still, like, it was hard to relate, because I was going through so many things that, like, no one could understand.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just kept to myself, and like I said, when I started walking, I slowly started finding, like, my independence of, like, you know, whatever's going to happen, like, whatever I want my future to look like, whatever, whoever I want to be is, like, I have to take the first step and do it. Mm. And as I started, like, putting myself out there, I, like, opportunities and, like, friendships started coming to me, and I started realizing, like, I, like, this is who I am, and there's nothing that, like, I can't change it. And I didn't, like, dislike who I was. It's just, like, I always felt, like, different. But I was like, no, like, I can still do all the same things. I can live life. And slowly people started, like, coming into my life and out, just out of nowhere, and, like, just accepting me and my family for who we were, and, like, not, like, being like, oh, like, there's the girl that got pregnant in high school, or there's the girl, you know. Just, like, I was like, whoa, like, I'm just like everyone else. I just happen to have a different story. And, yeah, I think I didn't really start, honestly, I just recently, within the past year, have, like, really found a good community, like, a truly good community. And that took a lot of, like, filtering through different friendships and realizing, how are they affecting me? Are they, am I just sticking around because?
Or are they building me up? Am I building
exactly
them up? Is this something that's...
Do they want the best for me?
Wow.
And real, like, standing strong in, like, who I am, and not, like, letting, like, changing myself. And just within the past year, I have found, like, this community. I have very close girlfriends that go to Southern, and they're, like, they live a few houses down the road. They're at our house all the time. I think one of the biggest things is, like, it's not just, like, they're I had a lot of friends who were just friends with me, but, like, when Gianna was around, they're like, oh, like, let's hang out, like, when you have a babysitter or when whatever. I'm like, no, this isn't. And then once they, I realized, wait, people want to hang out with me and her, and it's like, this is so amazing, and it's just, like, so nice to have that.
That's so cool. How did you start the run club? What was just one day?
It was something that me and Maddie talked about all the time. We're like, what if we just had a run club?
That's so cool.
And she ended up getting really busy and all this stuff, but we did start it together. We started it together. She got pretty busy, and so it was, like, up to me. It was like, I'm either going to continue it or not. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to continue it. And it's been really cool because people that I literally don't know at all are just showing up and running. And, like, now I feel like the people, like, we've seen each other, like, so many times that we're like, hey, like, we just go there, like, stretch a little bit, talk, wait for people to show up, and then we just start our watches and we go.
Yeah.
And there's people all different paces, like, some people in the back, some people in the front, some people walking.
I think that's just such a beautiful picture of community in that, like, I know for me, if I go for a run by myself, like, don't get me wrong, sometimes runs by myself are exactly what I need, but I've noticed if I run with someone, like, you best believe my time is going to be better and my mileage is going to be longer, just because they help pace you, and, like, the motivation to keep going is, there's just something powerful about running next to someone, and it's so cool to me to hear your journey with community, too, because I think, like, Maggie and Jerrica and I all relate to the fact that linking arms and running, quote unquote, beside somebody through life is, man, so vital. It just, it gives you the ability to run longer, run faster, run with more strength. Thanks for sharing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, we're going to pivot into the next little bit. Maybe talk about your, like, spiritual journey and mental health journey, like, throughout all of this. If someone was in a place where they're, like, where you were in those early years of, like, just feeling really disconnected to maybe the new body that they had or feeling disconnected from their friends because they're just not relating to anything anymore, like, what would you say to them? What would you say to your old self?
I mean, like, if it's, like, from a mother's perspective, like, if you're a mother, like, it's all for this human.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could talk all day about, like, oh, I wasn't, I didn't like how I was raised, or I didn't like this or that, but it's, like, so cool because now everything that is, like, that you didn't like or that you, you don't agree with, you get to completely switch that around and, like, do it again and do it how... maybe, like, in a better way or try to be better. But just, like, in general, I think, like, the first year, it was really rough. I don't think I knew who I was. I didn't know what I wanted. But taking, just, like, opening the door and just being like, okay, I don't know where I'm going.
Small steps.
I don't, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to go out here and I'm going to go somewhere.
That's so cool.
And then, I think that, like, running really just changed everything. Running changed
Moving
everything.
Moving your body, getting fresh air.
Yeah. And, like, the act of discipline, doing something that you don't want to do, waking up every day and being like, okay, well, I could go back to sleep or I could wake up and I could do this because I know that it'll feel good as soon as I'm done. I know, like, there's not a time that I didn't go on, like, I went on a walk or I went on a run that I finished and I was like, I shouldn't have done that. Like, no, there's never a time like that. I mean, are there better days than other? Yeah. But that's, like, with everything.
That's cool.
How
long have you been married to Godfrey now? That's his name, right?
Yeah. 3 years.
Three years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. And, like, something that just comes to my mind that, like, what you're talking about, like, there's, like, ups and downs and, like, days that you don't want to do it. And I think sometimes, like, in the culture of today, it's, like, because of social media, you see everyone, like, doing stuff so fast. So, like, if you do something and it doesn't stick, like, the first time, it's, like, just easy to give up, you know?
Or think that something's
wrong. Or think that something's wrong, or you're, like, you're not talented enough, or, like, you're not good enough in that area. It should come easier. It should be easier. But I think, like, anything in life that you want to be good at takes time and discipline. And, like, there are going to definitely be times, like, when you want to give up and not do it. And I think it's, like, so funny that, like, we're talking about running because I am not a runner at all. But me and my friends started, like, going downtown Chattanooga and running the Riverwalk for, like, 3 miles. And yeah, and it's, like, the hardest thing ever sometimes. And I'm, like, dying. But I just think that, like, hearing your, like, you share your story about it is just, like, really inspiring to me because I think it just, it really just shows, like, and I think it kind of, like, comes down to the theme of our podcast is just take that first step, you know? Mm-hmm. Just, like, mm-hmm. like, put yourself in the position to just say yes and, like, and go with it. And then, like, also just, and do it with people that can inspire you and influence mm-hmm. you, you know? Because mm-hmm. I think, like, okay, I feel like I'm circling back, but I just, like, had a lot of thoughts while you guys were talking. It's just,
no,
like,
go.
Like, it's so true, like, okay, I ran this Sunday 3 miles, and I ran, like, me and my friend Lauren were, like, together, and then our two friends were in front of us, and, like, it was good with Lauren, because, like, she was right there next to me, and, like, I didn't want to stop, because she was running, you know what I mean, so, like, you kind of have, like, that competition a little, and then Monday morning, we went again, oh, no, sorry, that's a cough, and I, like, ran in front of Lauren, and it was 10 times harder. Like, the mind game was crazy. Yeah. And I literally...
Oh, yeah.
I had to tell myself, like, Maggie, you can do this. You can do this. Like, just get to 3 miles. You can do this. And I think it's just, like, it's just the same in life, you know? Like, community is so incredibly important. And I think what's interesting is, like, there's, like, studies that have shown that, like, it doesn't matter, like, what type of community it is, you just need people. Like, whether you're receiving, like, love from friends or from, like, the relationship aspect, it's, like, you just need people in your life. And I think sometimes, like, it's, like, yes, it is good to have, like, independence, but I think it also is comes in balance forms.
We've talked about this before on the podcast of the narrative of, like, the glorification of independence or being able to do life on your own in our society today. And it's such a toxic narrative, because the narrative that you are going to be better off by doing life alone is just so, so wrong.
That's not what we're meant
to be. No, you're meant to be a creature in community.
And the reaching out is the hard part. Like, I know that, like, when I started running with Maddie, I'm pretty sure it just started with an Instagram DM.
That's crazy. It's
like, hey, like, I see you're running and blah, 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 blah. Let's run. Yeah. Let's go for a run. And, like, actually, because I feel like there's lots of times, like, over social media, I'm like, oh, let's do something. But, like, how often does
it actually
but, like, actually making it happen. And
don't be afraid to reach out.
And that connection allowed, like, opens so many doors and, like, I mean, without that connection, I probably wouldn't have run a marathon.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
No, that, let's...
I'm just speechless fangirling over here.
I'm like, like, wow.
Completely fangirling.
I feel like I'm not even, like, recording a podcast. I feel like I'm listening to it right now.
It's
I, like,
so cool.
I kind of am. But that, like, that just reminds me. I went through, like, a serious period of loneliness my freshman year of college. And it was, I think it was, like, all of my friends were in relationships, and I went a lot of my days just, like, by myself, and I would just come back to my dorm room and be by myself, and I just remember one day, like, no one texted me that day. Like, not a single person had reached out or said anything, and I just started feeling really sad for myself, and I listened to a podcast, and it was, like, literally by, of course it was by Sadie Robertson, but because I feel like I've listened to that one for so long, but she was interviewing Jenny Allen. I think that's her name, Jenny Allen. Yeah. And she had just came out with the book, Find Your People. So I got in my car and I drove to Barnes and Noble and I bought the book and I started reading it. And she really talked about, don't wait for the invite. Like, everyone is waiting for that invitation. And that's why people are so lonely, is because everyone's waiting for them to invite. She's like, you're going to have friends, like, when you do the inviting and when you're intentional about it. And when people who value you see that you're intentional, they're going to be intentional back. And I think it really just, like, changed my perspective on it. And, like, even now I would say sometimes I definitely get it in my head about it, even with my closest friends, of, like, oh, no, like, I've been doing all of the reaching out. But I tell myself, you know what? No, Maggie, like, I would rather do life with people than sit at my own pity party by myself. You know?
And I think that, but, like, on the flip side, it's like, if you didn't have that lonely season, you wouldn't have had that realization that you needed community. And I feel like that was the same for me. Also during training, like, when Maddie got busy and I was just running, that was when I was at my peak mileage. Like, I was running 40 miles a week.
That's
crazy. And just by myself. But I mean, it's just you. Just you. And, like, back to mental health, that's when, like, I really faced all my demons. That's really, like, because at that point, music doesn't help. Like, you're on mile 15 and you're like, no, like, nothing's helping me here. The only thing that is getting me through is, like, my mind. Because my body's already, like, that was gone, like, at 7 miles. Like, I was done then. So it's, like, it's the only thing getting you through is, like, you and, like, putting that foot in front of the other and going till when you said you were gonna go.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What's been going through your brain over here?
I've just been gathering. I'm like a sponge. I'm soaking up everything you guys are saying. But when you were talking about, like, running just steadfastly, like, even the Bible talks about that.
Yes, yeah.
Like, running the race, you know, just steadfastly.
Diligent work.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just so good. Because I have also tried to be a runner.
We all
have. We've all gone through periods. And I remember there was this one week where I ran, like, every day. Like, it was like a mile or, like, 2 miles. And holy moly, it's so hard. But I remember after day three, I was like, you know what? This is getting easier. I can do this. But I wasn't necessarily running, like, just to run. Mm. I was just like, oh, this is something that, this is the type of person that I want to be. Mm. This is a, like, stereotype, or this is something that I want to, like, enter into, even though wasn't necessarily my passion.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so hard.
Yeah, and that's something that I realized, like, with me and my husband, because he was, like, he started feeling, like, oh, I don't have a passion, and so he started, like, making himself run, and he hated it, hated it, and then he would try and go on runs with me, and, like, I just felt the energy, and I was, like, this is not for you, get out of here, but then, like, I started, like, thinking about it, I was, like, there's so many different things that require the same amount of just diligent work. Mm. Every single day, whether that be a sport, swimming, climbing, hiking, whatever, and then art too. Mm-hmm. Like, artists, like, they choose to wake up and, like, maybe some days they don't want to do whatever, that's photography, painting, ceramics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I realized I wanted to do something for, like, my body and for myself, because, like, they talk about the runner's high. It is so true. Like, you feel so good, and you just, your head is clear. And so I picked up biking, and I really love biking. And it's a really good cardio exercise. And it, like, I kind of understand what you're talking about when you, like, don't even realize sometimes the miles are going by, because that's just how I feel when I bike. Mm-hmm. And I still feel like I'm, you know, taking care of myself. I'm doing something that I love.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's every day. If you're, you know, side note, I have to do Fit for Hire this summer on top of, like, my internships and other classes and stuff like that. And I know it's going to take such discipline. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this quote that's like, it's not motivation that matters, it's discipline. And so, like, hearing your story, Anna, and you talk about Ceramics Maggie, and even your, like, wow, like, this is a new journey for me, but I'm going to step into it.
Mm.
Katie, like, that's definitely inspiring me. So this is going to get me through Fit for Hire.
Moral of the story.
I will give A++. Thanks for the motivation. I will give A++. Oh, man.
Well, we are probably coming to the closing of our end time, but I just want to say thank you, because I know this was only a blip of your story, and, like, we're really honored to get to be able to hear that. Genuinely, I'm a little speechless, just because I admire the journey that you've had, and the way that you have not been afraid to be different and to still love really well, even though you're different. And I really, really admire that. I admire the way that you're raising Gianna. Like, she's just such a little firecracker. Love her to death. Admire the way that you have chosen to say, you know what, even if I don't have the ability to drive a car 15 miles away and go to the gym all the days, you know what, I'm going to start with walking a mile. I'm just going to start with the small steps and be diligent with that and lean into that. And like, wow, have really, really learned a lot from you and this conversation. And for our listeners, we hope that you were blessed by this conversation. And if anything, we hope that you take away the fact that, you don't have to do your journey alone. Even if you feel different, find those friends that love you for who you are and don't want you to change. They'll love you and your girl, or they'll love you in the journey that you're on. Don't do life alone. Run next to somebody and start small. Start with just the walk to the gym. So, yeah, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We hope you were blessed.